Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some offerings by the Baltimore Consort, Paganini, Nina Simone, and yes, of course, the obligatory oboe music. We're going to begin with some music by Edouard Lalo. Now, he was a French composer who studied at the Paris Conservatoire. Now, for several years, he worked as a string player and a teacher in Paris, and back in 1848, he joined friends and founded the Armagaud Quartet. He played both viola and second violin, multitasker he was, and composed steadily in his lifetime. But interestingly enough, he did not gain fame until his late 40s. This morning we're going to hear one of his more popular works that has been recorded in the 21st century, his Symphonie Espagnole. Here is the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Christian Tetzlaff on violin.
Thank you.
The intermezzo from Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole was Christian Tetzlaff on violin. He was joined by the members of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, with Libor Pesek conducting. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this next selection comes by request by a regular listener, of which I do so appreciate your feedback. This is a very popular work which needs no introduction, but I'm probably going to give it one anyway. I'm speaking of one of the most famous pieces in the Western classical repertoire, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Today's performance coming from an incredible box set of all nine symphonies with Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic. Now, Beethoven's Fifth, just a little back history, took a long time to write, as he wrote other works during its gestation period. It was written between the years of 1804 and 1808, and premiered on December 22nd of 1808 at a great concert in Vienna, consisting entirely of Beethoven premieres and directed by Beethoven himself. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there? Now, it was a long concert, though. It lasted for over 4 hours. And the two symphonies, both his fifth and sixth, appeared in reverse order. This morning we have a ravishing performance of the final two movements of the Fifth Symphony. And this is a dedication to all my great friends. This is the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan conducting. What a performance. The third and fourth movements from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Amazing. Great way to start a Sunday morning. And you are listening to CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to switch gears a little bit and go down a little bit in pace and play some rock and roll music from Renaissance France.
Un, deux. Thank you.
The Baltimore Consort and music from their disc La Rock and Roll. That's music from Renaissance France. And it is my favorite time of the morning. It is, yes, oboe music time. And this Sunday, some music by Handel, his London Trio in C. Now, originally intended for two flutes and cello, they work very well in this combination, It's an arrangement for oboe, flute, and guitar. We're going to hear Anton Kuskin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler.
Thank you.
Flute player Anton Kushkin, oboist Donald Bender, and guitarist Gary Kessler. That was a lovely romp with music from Handel's Trio in C. And I think it's time for a little sugar in my coffee or in my bowl. Here is the unique voice of Nina Simone. Nobody does it like Nina Simone. I want some sugar in my bowl. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a CD that was recommended to me by a fellow programmer. It's a disc of music by Paganini for guitar and mandolin. Now, just a little back history on Paganini. At the age of 5 1/2, he learned the mandolin from his father. And a couple years later, his father again taught him the first steps of the violin. What followed, of course, our fathers always teach us this, that he became one of the most celebrated violin virtuosi and composers in his time. This morning, a great performance of music by Paganini, and I'm going to quote Classical Guitar Magazine. They call it unforgettable versatility, sensitivity, and sublime musicianship. Now, these are two musicians who give tribute on both the mandolin and guitar to Paganini's works. I'm talking about Carlo Anzo and René Izguardo. They're both very talented professors of music and performed in North America since 2007. So let's enjoy. Here's the Allegro from the Sonata Concertata.
Thank you.
What a great performance. That was Carlo Anzo and René Izguardo and the opening allegro from Paganini's Sonata Concertata. And you're listening to Classical Chaos. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. Now, I'm going to give in here. I have not programmed this for a while, but I'll let you guess what it is. I only need to say it's the Johann Strauss Orchestra with Willy Waskowski conducting.
Thank you.
That was the Johann Strauss Orchestra and, of course, the Blue Danube.
Catch Natalie McMaster April 2nd when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theater. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheater.com. Tickets are now on sale.
And you have been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening to Shuk Shuk, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the very talented Wurku. I'm going to leave you now with the Canadian voice of Sheila Ryan. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to it.
slow.